This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Joining us now from Masson Sports is our guy, Bobby Blanco. Bobby, what's up, dude? How you been?
JP, B. Mitch, what's going on? Long time no talk. How
good,
are you guys
man.
Doing?
Good.
So, my first question, last night they called the game off. With that weather, there was no way they were playing. They could have called that game off at noon. I knew they weren't going to play that game. When you're in the baseball world, and you work a lot, and there's games every day, every night, what do you do with a sudden night off? What'd you do last night?
What did I do last night? I relaxed. I hung out with my wife and my son.
Okay.
We tried to get him down to an early bedtime and catch up on some TV. That didn't go quite as according to plan, but we got a couple episodes in or something.
He was like, "Ah, Dad, you're here. I'm playing with you."
Bobby was trying to get his burgundy shirt on. All right. Let's
blue or red shirt. Blue or red.
Red shirt. A curly W. All right. Let's get caught up to speed.
Byron JP's a fool. I'm telling you that.
The Nats are running hot all of a sudden. That eight game losing streak was a killer, but I think they bounced back to win 5 of 6 and now 4 in a row. What is going better? The bullpen has now had a very small spurt of playing well. Is that possible to continue?
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. I mean, I think this bullpen right now, I mean, I know it was kind of a show to start the season, and it was statistically the worst bullpen of the year. And at that point, they were literally losing games for the Nats. They would be in it to the end, and then the bullpen would implode, and they would lose a couple of games. I think an interesting storyline for the pen right now moving forward is some of the young guys that are stepping up in Jackson Rutledge, Cole Henry, Brad Lord, Zach Brixey to an extent. These are guys, especially those first three, that have been starters their entire career and then just recently turned into relievers. Brad Lord still getting maybe a chance to start here or there, but right now he's back in the pen. But for Rutledge and Henry, these are two, you know, former first-round and second-round picks that couldn't make it as starters. They dealt with some injuries along the way. They fell down the organizational depth chart in the rotation. And so this year they made the decision to make them full-time relievers. And I think that is paying dividends right now. And, you know, they've always had – stuff. They've always had really good stuff. It was getting deep into games that really troubled them. I mean, they couldn't sustain that success. So you figure, all right, if you're really good for their first one or two innings, why don't we try to make you a reliever when you're only pitching one or two innings at a time? And right now it's working out really well for them. I think it's a good organizational story for them if they can turn these guys into homegrown bullpen arms. Because they're pretty young still. I mean, they're under contract for a while. I mean, I can't recall the last homegrown reliever that the Nationals had that, you know, became a mainstay in their bullpen for a long time. So if these guys become a part of that, I think that's something they can build around, and they're getting more high leverage innings moving forward. We saw them pitch well over the weekend against the Orioles. I know those last two games were kind of blowouts. But, yeah, they're getting a little more trust from Davey Martinez. So I think you're seeing them not lose games for the Nationals right now, which is a good sign. They're winning them for them, and especially those close games like you saw Friday night with Kyle Finnegan closing it down, stuff like that. So the bullpen seems to have definitely turned a corner, and that's a really good sign because this offense is starting to come along strong.
Let's talk about some pretty major personnel changes. Dylan Cruz sustained the injury the other night going on the IL. I still have to remind myself to say IL and not DL. Just going on the 10-day, so it doesn't seem like it's a really big deal. But they're bringing up Robert Hassel, who's a really intriguing prospect. There's been a lot of excitement about him. First, tell us about Cruz, how concerned we are with the injury from the other night, and then let's talk a little Hassel.
So for Cruz, there is a little concern, I would say. It's an oblique. They labeled it as an oblique strain, and those things are so, you know, hit or miss in terms of the timetable. Like, it could be ideally only a couple of days or just this 10 days that he's on the IL, or it could be weeks, God forbid months. So you never really know with these kind of oblique strains, especially with a hitter. He had felt it a couple of weeks ago, he said, and then it really kind of creeped up on him the other night. After he hit his home run, he like did like a check swing in his next at bat and had to come out. I think you can sense that there is a little bit of concern when they immediately started putting the call up for Robert Hassel in motion after the game or even during the game before it ended, because they'd figured that, you know, at the very least him or Jacob Young, who's also dealing with a shoulder injury now, was going to land on the IL, so they would need a backup, which brings up Robert Hassel. I mean, you don't want to see a top prospect come up because of injury, but sometimes that's just the way it goes. When one door closes, another opens. So here comes Hassel. He was part of that Juan Soto trade. You know, at the time, he was considered, you know, one of the more sure thing prospects of that group. A lot of injuries have derailed his career since then. But talking to him in spring training, he's just very much in the mindset of, like, if I can stay healthy, I know I can perform. And that's been the case. If he's been healthy and on the field, he's performed pretty well. He's a great defender. He's a great base runner. He has some sneaky pop to him, but can get on base and hit the ball pretty well. So I'm very interested to see how he handles his first major league stint. I know it's not the way that you would want to see him come up with Cruz going down, but on the injured list. But you know, I mean, you got to take your opportunities when you're handed to him. So, you know, I think Mackenzie Gore is now with the rain out, bumped back to slate tomorrow. Tomorrow's opener against the Giants, so you could have four of the five prospects the Nationals got back for Juan Soto on the field at the same time, and Gore, T.J. Abrams, James Wood, and Robert Hassel, and then you can add Josh Bell to that as a DH. That's like five of the players that were included in that trade overall, which is kind of crazy.
How well has Gore been playing? I was looking at some lists where it showed how well he's been throwing as far as strikes, innings pitched per strike, or some deal, like strikeout, I think it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe.
Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, he's. I'm pretty sure he's still the major league leader, maybe at least the National League leader in strikeouts. His K per nine is through the roof again. I mean, that's always been his MO. He's doing a really good job of that and limiting his walks. I think that's something that he really wanted to focus on this offseason and in spring training. Get the ball in the zone, get guys to chase, don't give up free passes. I mean, that line he had in Baltimore on Friday night was insane. It was like 10 hits, 9 strikeouts, but only 2 runs and like maybe 1 or 2 walks, but in only 3 2/3 innings. Like, it was like a wild final line for him. And that's kind of right now, like, I know that's crazy, and I know that's not getting out of the fourth inning for your ace, but I think the key right there is not the strikeouts, but holding them to 2 runs. I mean, that kept the Nationals within that game, allowed James Wood to come up and hit that big home run late in the eighth inning to tie the game and then eventually win it. So, I mean, if he's not giving up runs and free passes, yeah, the strikeout numbers are sexy, but that shows to me that he's improving more on that department in terms of managing his game and his workload.
I get this email. I get like an MLB morning email just like taking me around the league that I like to read. And they did one on like the young stud up-and-coming pitchers. And Gore wasn't near the top of the list, but he did make the list. And it was just cool to see him on like a national look. We're talking with our friend Bobby Blanco from Masson Sports. You can give him a follow at Bobby_Blanco. Covers the Nats, does a great job doing it. We appreciate you making time for us, Bobby. I feel the need to say something that perhaps I shouldn't. And maybe I'm not even asking you to comment on this. I don't want to put you in a weird spot. It seems like we're going through this period of backpatting surrounding the Soto trade, because a lot of the dudes they traded, they were able to acquire from the Padres, end up being good, right? Abrams, Wood, bona fide studs. Gore looks like he's on that track. Maybe we get to see Hassel in the bigs tonight. That's all well and good. But, like, I already knew Mike Rizzo was really good at making trades. Still, trading away Juan Soto sucks. And the fact that we live in a market where everybody's just like, well, he's got Scott Boras. Nobody could possibly compete with Scott Boras. This team used to sign Boras, guys. They did. So, like, the fact that we all just want to, like, act like, oh, well, you can't deal with that. They used to do it. They did it with Strasburg, like, 3 different times. The problems, it just bothers me. It's like, oh, man, we did a hell of a job in that Soto trade. And that's great, but let's not act like the fundamental problem hasn't changed. Sorry, Bobby.
They don't spend money?
Yeah, and I'm not asking you to comment. I'm not putting you in a weird spot. I'm just screaming
about it. I think all things can be true, right, what you just said, right? Like, I think it can suck to trade Juan Soto at the peak of his powers after he won you a World Series. But it can also be true that it was the right move for the franchise and they got the right players back for it. And they're becoming bona fide, you know, major league studs right now.
Only the right move for the franchise, because ownership refuses to pay him what he's worth, what the market will prove he's worth.
Well, right. But like, and that was what, a year and a half down the line from when they paid, from when they
traded him.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if, they made him
I
that
love
offer,
Riz, which, dude. My beef is never with Riz. I hope that's clear. I think he's the best general manager this city has seen since Bobby Bethard.
Yeah, and I think Rizzo did the right thing given what he was told or offered, right? Like, in that situation.
Right. I just like him to be told something different, and I think it's worth reminding everyone that he's doing this because he's told to.
Sure. That conversation probably went well. You know, if we're not going to, you know, he's not going to sign right now. We can make him an offer, but he's not going to take it. And if down the line you want to try again, that's fine. But if you don't think that he's going to sign here, or you're not going to be willing to spend more there, then right now is the time to trade it. And he got the green light to do that. So I think all things can be true in that situation. Like, you know, and I totally get your anger. Like, the fan side of me, not when I'm working, but like the fan side of the Nats, you know, every time I see Juan Soto in a Mets uniform, I like cringe. Like, it's like,
yeah, this
painful.
This Mets stuff is tough.
It sucks. But then you also see that contract, and that is an absurd amount of money to pay a guy who's basically going to be a DH in a couple of years,
dude. I think that's why there's a lockout coming in baseball. I think the Soto deal starting to flirt with $1 billion. Like, when will the lockout, is it 26 or 27?
Yeah, it's after next season. I have 26.
When we get to the end of the 26th season and everybody's talking about the lockout, it's because owners are flipping out about the prospect of a billion-dollar contract. They got to limit the terms on these, like 15-year deals or banana land. That said, I am excited about watching the Nats. They're playing fairly well last night. So, in short, you seem more concerned about Cruz than maybe just the 10-day IL. Is that accurate?
Yeah, to circle back, a little bit. Just because it's an oblique, and that's a if it was, a wrist or, I don't know, a joint, something, or a bone, that a bone bruise, something like that, that you can kind of can tell will heal faster. An oblique's so tough, and with the way that how hard these guys swing, especially Dylan, he attacks pitches so hard. You just never know. Ideally, again, it could be something not that hard or not that difficult, and he can get back to playing in a couple of days, but sometimes these things just linger, and it already is kind of concerning that he had felt it a week or two prior to re-aggravating it the other night. So it's something he's been bothering with. He didn't seem too concerned after the game Tuesday night, the Nationals were already kind of putting him going to the IL in motion at that time, so they seemed a little more concerned than he was.
And then this is Hassel's legit big league debut, right? He hasn't had a September call-up? Quick yes or no on that?
Nope, yep. Whenever he takes the field, it'll be his debut. First time.
All right, can't wait. Bobby, thank you. Sorry I started screaming.
Yeah, no problem. I enjoy it. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's our guy, Bobby Blanco. Give him a follow at Bobby_Blanco. 1 o'clock. Phone lines open. It is a Bleep You Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.